Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, welcome back to another fantastic session. You're like, what is Deb on? I'm happy, happy, joy, joy. And you are also on today. Let me see, my listeners, my incredible listeners, you guys are so on that where you're at and what you could say, you could get on the biggest stage and you're going to rock your stage today. It's exactly what it is. You guys are rock stars on stage today. So no matter what you're doing, make sure that you share something and share it loudly and proudly with somebody, because that's what we're going to be talking about today. Our experts with us today, I don't want to call them experts because you know what? There's one thing I know about speakers is they are fun and they are bodacious and they're passionate and their voice gets loud in all the right ways. So don't go getting loud today unless you got something really cool to share. I want to introduce you to Miss Leslie Capps. We have Kat Pulselli, and I say it that way for all particular pre-show reasons that you're not going to know about. And then we have Rachel Collins, who has been gracing our stages and sharing. But look at, speaking is interesting. So there's all different types of speakers. People that like to speak to small groups, people that want to command the stage, people that are quiet in their life and then get them on stage and you're like, where the heck did that person come from, right? The passion makes people brave. That's what I think when it comes to speaking, because not necessarily everyone was born a speaker. And we all know that statistics show us people would rather be on the other side of the tulips than get up on stage. But when they are fueled or dared, either one, or they're at karaoke and they've had too much carry, then all sorts of things comes out. But you know what? Mostly I hang out with incredible people all day long that like to share. So there's a process, right? There's a process. Some people are born to speak, but being able to do it in a way that lands for people and changes their life, that too is another piece to this party. So I know that you're all out there doing good things in the world. And let's listen to these three women that are doing the same thing, but they're doing it proudly from stage. So I know we have listeners and we have viewers. Now, if you're driving, doing your thing, you just keep driving, doing your thing. But we have a group with us today. So on group podcasts, we like to kind of let you know who's who. So I'm going to just call out their names. They're going to give you a little bit of a wave, peace sign, double peace sign. I don't know what they're going to do. I have no control of this group. But it's going to tell you who's who. So Miss Leslie Capps, please make yourself known.
Hey, everybody.
That's Leslie. And Kat?
Hello, hello.
Oh, right. Okay, Miss Rachel.
Hello.
There you go. Awesome. So here we are. So let's get right into it, shall we, ladies? Look at this. It's a chicks group today. So Leslie, if you don't mind introducing yourself, because people speak on so many different things, kind of share what you do and what you're talking about.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Such a great group and so appreciative to be here with you all. I'm Leslie Capps. I own Wild Woman Marketing. And I'm really a storytelling nerd. Storytelling is the most powerful thing in your business, as well as you can use it for personal transformation, right? It has so many applications. And just learning what parts of your story are important can be a game changer. And that's really what I talk about and what I help people do, right?
Wow, that's important. Thank you so much. And Kat, what do you speak on, my friend?
Yeah, so my name is Kat. I am the owner of the Lotus Effect. I am a speaker in regards to domestic violence awareness. So I speak on domestic violence, I speak on boundaries, I speak on what I consider the invisible scars, which is the emotional and psychological traumas that any of us have faced, regardless of things that you've been through. And that really is the passion behind my company and what it is that I focus on and who I am pushing to see the world differently.
Right on, right on. Thank you. And Rachel.
Yes, so I speak about mindful productivity. My company is Passion Purpose Today, and it's really around helping people identify what really matters to them and why, and then how to plan mindfully so that they can achieve that without feeling a lot of undue stress and anxiety. So, very happy to be sharing that message with everyone.
Wow. So I love it. This is very variety. So when people, because when people tend to think about speakers or they're going to go hear a speaker, maybe it's a speaker at their conference that's talking about something specific in relationship to, maybe corporate brought someone in, or you go to an event and it's very motivationally based and it's supposed to inspire you and motivate you. But I also love very specific speakers. I mean, let's face it, my audience knows that we run big summits. And that we have really cool people that come and speak and share. And at the core, I think whatever the message is, it's really truly about betterment, right? I mean, it is about making something better, whether it's productivity or your boundaries. There you go. That's a good book, Productivity to Boundaries. So let's talk a little bit about, Leslie, let's go to you. So what made you to say, decide to brave up and be a speaker? Like what inspired that movement? Because you can get your message out in many different ways. So what made you decide to speak?
Gosh, right? That I'm a loud mouth, right? And it's super, obviously. Like I got a lot of words once I started talking. I grew up doing debate, and so never was an issue for me to talk. But I think through the years, your voice sometimes gets squashed. We let it get squashed. We are in settings where it's not allowed to, or like you're yelling, right? You got the microphone, nobody's hearing you. So really, I think part of my mission is to use that being a ham and like, I don't care what I look like when I do a video, just going and doing it. So many people have said, I love that because now I can do it, right? I don't have to feel that pressure because I know you're out there doing it. So for me, it's really about that, not only your message, but then allowing other people to step into their own message and go, you know what? Like my message is bigger than if my hair is perfect, if my makeup's perfect, right? Or if I
Yeah.
say the right things. So.
Wow. Very cool. Very cool. And Kat, what was it that inspired you to become a speaker? Like, what was that moment?
Oh, what was that moment? Oh my goodness. Well, I've always been the person to stand up for others when I felt like they didn't have a voice or they were trembling when it came to bringing forth injustices. And after going through my own 10 years in a domestic violence relationship and coming out with two young children and starting life over, I realized how many people had also been through that situation or had other traumatic events in their lives that we were allowing to lead our lives. Lives and therefore wondering why on earth we couldn't play out full. And so it started with my own healing and working with my kids who are now 20 and 17, and then realizing that even more is needed in this world. And if I can help one person do something different, transform their lives, or someone who is helping someone on that side see that trauma differently, that to me means absolutely everything.
Right on. Very personally inspired, right? Very personally inspired. Everyone comes from a different place. And Rachel, yourself.
Yeah, so like Leslie, I had grown up doing debate. I'd also done a lot of theater in my youth as well, and so was very comfortable on a stage. But I would say, like echoing Kat's message, it's really about having something to share. And so while I'm very comfortable speaking, I think focusing in on what is it that you have to say that can really make a difference in the world, and when you do that as a speaker, it's also about really connecting with your audience. And so I write as well, but I find that when you're speaking, it's just a different way of connecting and it's much more accessible, right? So people can get a sense of who you are, and it just your message resonates in a way that's really different than if it's written on a piece of paper.
Oh, I would agree. I mean, I think we all would agree. There's something very special. And I think that we've really been able to maneuver the world of what we are on right now, like through the television screen, through the Zoom screen, through the FaceTime screen, through the Messenger, the WhatsApp, what have you. We have curated ourselves to be able to get a sense of energy where, it used to be just live. You'd get a sense of someone just live. And I think also to talk to your topic there, Rachel, is that when you meet someone in person and then read their book, man, it lands so much differently. Like when you read that article or that blog, because you've met them, you're like, I met that person. I saw that person. And it's like you have a different sense of that person, right? And I think that's the beautiful thing about speaking, because there's a lot of people that obviously don't. And I deal with a lot of people that want to be on our stage, and we need to curate that confidence, right? Interview style, for anyone out there that's wanting to start off, a lot of people really enjoy the interview style because they have the questions ahead of time. You can practice them in the mirror and curate. And even I love how you talk about, how people can absorb you or take in information is, and it matters, like, what are you wearing? Are you sitting up? Are you leaning in? Are you sitting down? What does your background look like? What is background on the stage, right? When you're on the stage, it all kind of encompasses this really 3D experience with somebody that you just can't get any other way. So that's why I always say to people, brave up, even if it's an interview. Or does everyone remember doing their first Facebook Live? I mean, I spoke to 20,000 people on stage, and I think I'm not gonna say I was more nervous to do a Facebook Live, but there was something about it being on Facebook that you're like, oh my gosh, and until you realize, like, no one really cares. No, and and it's only 30 seconds and it's gonna go away, and it's never going to, but it's really interesting, even for some, speakers that are really comfortable in one arena. When they get into another arena, they have to have a different conversation. And I think that a lot of people are like, oh my, you do it so easily. But we're going to get into a little bit about what it is that you do to make it look easy. Because, we've all gone through that. Even if you're debating, there's rooms that you move up to that have different speakers that you're like, ooh, this feels uncomfortable. And it's good to do that, right? It's good to do that. Now, I know that we have said Sujata. Sujata, I know, has joined us and she's coming in from Singapore. So, Sujata, we are just talking a little bit. If you're able to take yourself off mute, I'm not sure, or maybe you're just hanging out listening to our podcast today. But do you want to share with us on what your topic is? We're just taking a little bit of time to introduce ourselves. And what is your topic that you like to speak on? Let's see if she's there. You go. I see that she's unmuted herself.
Yes, I've unmuted myself. So I was just listening into the conversation about
Lovely.
what made you into a speaker, right? It's always been the work that I've had. I started speaking live on television and other platforms when I was doing my anti-counterfeiting because it's not a job that women actually do. And it was a male-dominated area. But because of the work that I did, I was asked to speak. And I think naturally, I'm a person who just lands up when the call is required on any topic. So whether it's from anti-counterfeiting to any other topic, to suicide, to whatever you can name it, I have been speaking. My last speaking assignment right now in Singapore was when I gave a talk to 10 and 14-year-old children in a school. And I was really amazed at the kind of questions they asked me, about mentoring, about speaking, about writing, how do I manage my schedule? It was this thing. So I think I land up, even though some people would not like to hear me speak, but there are others who pull me up and just put me on stage. And I think I do best as an extempo speaker. I've tried a lot to do, rehearsing thing. It never works with me. It just put me in front and ask me to speak, and I shall speak because I suppose I have the lived-in experiences, practical wisdom, and that's how I speak, or I'm a speaker.
Awesome. I love that. Okay.
Rehearse, don't rehearse. I think what I get from that is do you, whatever makes you feel comfortable. And I love that. And I love that you call it an assignment. Isn't that great? It's like, it's an assignment. And I think if you talk to most people on passion or path or what have you, people use the words calling, people use the words, I don't feel I have a choice, like this is what I'm meant to do. I don't know, I'm scared, but I'm going to do it anyways. Not because I have this agenda, but because this agenda has been chosen for me, right? So, look, we talked a little bit about what it's like to be a speaker. All of you have content, all of you deal with other people and you share and you impart. And as someone who is in the outpour, right? We're in the outpour when you're speaking and you're giving and you come off stage and sometimes, man, I just left it all out there. I just left it on the table, right? And you outpoured. What do you do for yourself, for your own self-improvement? What do you do to help keep yourselves maybe on top of your field or on top of, like, what do you do to help yourself just be in betterment of what you do or in betterment of preparing yourself for what you do? Leslie, I'm going to start back to you.
Sure. This is such a great question, right? There's so many different things. For me, like personally, preparing for speaking, I learned this technique a while back, but releasing cortisol and adrenaline, right? And super easy, 10 push-ups, 10 jumping jacks, 10 squats, anything like that. And I went on a little regimen of that for like 60 days, and it really eliminated a lot of that buildup. Because what happens is we go to the gym once and then we come back and we have a stressful situation, or we get on stage to speak, right? Whether you're experienced or not, you have a little bit of those hormones raise up. And so being able to get rid of the bulk of that. And then, like, right before this, right, I kind of have a little ritual of what I do. And just having that really can ground you and keep you before and after, truthfully, sort of, and then keep you at that stable level, so you're not that, massive up and downs, which that's what wears us out.
Right. Awesome. Thank you so much. And Kat, what about yourself?
Yeah. So I'm going to take this question a little bit differently, because you were talking about growth and improvement consistently with us and in our field. And for me, the first thing that popped into my brain, which pops in my brain a lot, is asking questions. I am always here to learn from absolutely anybody, whether they are where I am at, way further ahead, behind in the journey, or in their space in their journey, is connecting with people in different areas to be able to pull that knowledge and understand, especially when we're talking about domestic violence and trauma. It's really getting a feel and understanding other people that speak in this field, people that have been through it, how it affects affected them so that I can eliminate those pockets within my brain where it fills in its own story. And I have more information to be able to share that is statistical, but it's also in real time because I'm hearing it directly from people. And that's that lived experience that I feel like you can give, ask questions and give tests all day long. You may not necessarily get that point. And that is the piece that I love doing.
Right on. That is very cool. It's very cool. I'm loving this. It's when both of you are talking, it reminded me of something that I did. I just came back from doing a book launch in New York and it was fantastic. And a couple of our authors put together an event for me to go speak at about our movement and our project. Now, look at I can talk about this movement and the project in 5 minutes if I'm called to go on to stage, right? I mean, I know it because I embody it much, I'm sure, like all of you and some of you that are listening to us today. So you, when you embody your information, you can pull it up from anywhere, like what Sujata was talking about, just her life wisdom. But for some reason, I was like, you know what? I need to rewrite. And it was really interesting for me to rewrite my presentation, and I rewrote it differently. And I was like, oh, this was such a good exercise. I didn't have time. I was in New York, part of someone else's book launch, doing an event, Times Square, all the things. And then, we were running around. And I was like, no, I'm going to take the time to rewrite. And it was interesting rewriting my speech that I could have done with my eyes closed. I completely added a different piece and I enjoyed my presentation so much more. And, the audience didn't know my old presentation, but it certainly rose, like rose the vibe in the room. So for me, that was really something really good from an improvement of what I'd already improved upon. And I think that you just reminded me with that, just
asking questions or just, you know, I just knew there was going to be a couple of different people in the room and just gearing my conversation a little differently. That was really cool. Thank you. And Rachel, for yourself, what do you do?
Yeah, so I do a lot of reading. I love to read and then really just kind of reflect on what I've read to stay current. I also love watching TED Talks. So on, YouTube, there's just fabulous TEDx talks and such a variety of information. And when I watch those, like I really, kind of hone in on how are people delivering their message, right? How are they connecting with their audience? And so watching really great speakers just inspires me to up my game. And then as well, I'm part of like a group coaching program. And so I can get feedback and input from other people and really, ensure that my message is landing. So those are all things I do just to, continually improve and grow through this.
I love that. I love that because every good coach needs a coach. Every good coach needs an expert. Every good coach needs a therapist. Like, you know, the human part of who we are. And sometimes you may not have to take the whole course over again because you could teach the course, but there's always something new to learn. And even bringing in experts and having someone who'll reflect back the truth to you. I love it. You know, it's like when you ask your friend, like, is this a nice dress? And they're like, doesn't really, you know, you're like, okay, thank you. You know, thank you. And all the things, and you see it all on social media. I know right now we're going to a big event, and a lot of everyone's putting their outfits out there. Do you like this one? Do you like that one? And taking votes and book covers and all the things. And it's really interesting to get people's feedback on what it is that you're taking forward. And so as well, our dear friend Sujata, what about you? Is there anything that you do in terms of keeping yourself on top of your game or that you do for your own self-improvement?
So where learning is concerned, it's a continuous process, right? Every time I speak to a person or I deal with a person or I interact or engage, I'm always learning. That's been my passion from, I think, childhood, observing people's behavior and then learning from it. As far as people having an opinion, judgment, or feedback, whether you like it or not, they will give you that, okay? And my simple thing is that it's very difficult to live up to people's expectation. There's a song which is my favorite song, which is called Be Yourself. So I just be myself and I just go with the flow. You can learn, but ultimately, what you want to do or what you want to give out there, that's up to you. So for me, as I said, it's extempo on the spot, depending on the questions I can answer, but if it's a prepared keynote speech or any speech, that I will still do extempo because, like you said, if you write the presentation, I can have 20 versions up till the last moment. Each time I will write it, it'll be a different version. So I gave that up and I said, okay, I go to the stage and then I just speak.
Right on, right on. Thank you so much. We talk a lot about people in business on this show. It's called Mission Accepted. And most people that are speaking on this show and most people that are listening on this show, they are, you know, they're looking to expand something in their life. They've taken the mission, whether it's personal or whether it's business, or they're looking to pull from your crazy, crazy enthusiasm and brave up and go do something that is calling to them. And so many of you have businesses. And when someone looks at starting a business, they're in the middle of the business, they want to go to the next level in their business, all the things. One of the things that you'll hear is like, and you know, you probably hear it. I know we hear it is like, how do you do? How do you do so many? How are you on so many shows? Rachel, oh my gosh, how are you pretty? Like, how do you do what it is that you do? And I think that entrepreneurs become very good at obtaining at least in some area of their business. Now, they might be doing it with their personal business or their personal life that allows them more availability in their business, right? But can you share with us like what I call a top performance message or a top performance tip or whatever you want to call it? What do you do in your life that allows you to do more of what it is that you want to do? And honestly, it could be having your groceries delivered. But share with us. So, Leslie, what do you do, miss? I'm going to the Oscars. I just launched a book. I'm speaking. Last time we had a conversation, we're looking at three businesses. Like, what do you do to top performance so that, you know, you stay you?
No dusting.
Hello, no vacuuming, right? Yeah, don't like those things anyway. So that was no loss. Yeah, I think it's a great question for me. When things start to like seem super overwhelming, I clean. So no dusting, no vacuuming, but I go out in the garage and I clean. I clean out a closet. And mostly it's an energetic thing, right? It's like I know I have to get rid of things to allow more things in. So the physical then is part of the internal. And the other thing I've started doing is really closing the door on things. I make decisions in my head like very quickly, but I sometimes don't say those out into the universe. And really taking that step to be very clear, very conscious, saying to another person, another thing, like stopping that and closing the door. Again, for me, it's all about managing the amount of energy I have. And so how to do that best and keep what's old and outdated sloughed off and moving forward to bring new opportunities in.
Right on. Very cool. And Kat, for yourself?
Oh my goodness. For me, it's boundaries and delegation. Those are the two biggest things. And I feel like, especially us as women, where we have this feeling of, but I need to do it all and I have to care for everybody and I need to take care of the kids. Creating the boundaries to realize what is important to you and being okay with putting that first, and then thinking about how you can delegate out all of those other things you don't want to do, right? Like cooking dinners, I don't have to do. My kids are old enough, so they get to choose a night. That's on you, right? But it's things like that. Like you said, going and getting your groceries paid. I have my groceries delivered. So where can you find those small things that you can delegate out so that you can focus more on what you want to do, but then also creating those boundaries around what is important to you, making sure you're still putting that at the forefront so that you continue to move yourself forward. Because if not, again, especially as a woman and a parent, everything else comes before you, and then your business ends up falling behind as well.
Right. Very cool. Thank you so much. And Rachel.
Yeah, so I really start with a vision. So having a big, juicy vision that you just love. So having a really clear, end goal that you're working towards, I think is really important. Steve Jobs, there's a very famous quote attributed to him that says, when you have a vision, that's it pulls you, right? It pulls you forward. And so I think that for me, that is just is such a critical place to start because it becomes a decision filter for everything I do. So if I'm really clear in where I want to go, then I can say, okay, does this move, is things come up, right? Is obligations come up, demands come up? I can, really just use that to say, does this move me towards the vision or does it distract me from that? And that allows me to more easily say no to some of the things that come up that, are great opportunities or are social obligations, but they're my energy. I really want it to be able to go towards this bigger, juicy vision. And so I would say that that's really critical. As well, I like to break it down into milestones that I do within like a 90-day framework. And so having, really clear objectives that relate to that vision, and then being able to, measure my success on those in a way that kind of creates a sense of urgency, that as well helps drive it forward. And so those are two really good components for me, to make sure that I'm achieving what I want to do.
Right on. Thank you so much. So many great, just so many great tips. And Sujata. For yourself, what is it that you do?
I go with the flow. So there are only 24 hours in a day. And depending on what life throws at you, so I go with the moment. And then while making decisions, I just summarize, after the observation as to the possible decisions I can make and then choose the best option. And if things are a bit messy, I just step aside from the moment. And that's when I do something which is just going to give me a clear head, like just being with the animals or with the nature. Like now I have a puppy. So I just spend some time with the puppy and then go back to the problem or go back to the situation. And then, I can peacefully make a decision because I already had a few options. So that's what I do.
Right. So vast, so incredible. Ladies, as we start to wrap up the show, Risk and reward, right? Risk and reward. We talk about mission accepted, the risks we take. It's kind of like, being on a mission, and the risks that you take. And then there's really cool things that happen when you take risks. Like there's cool things that happen, things that unfold that you can't plan for. And the big audacious and the joy and the juice and the passion and all we think about. And when you look back in the last 30 days, you look back in the last 3 years, you look back and you're like, so as we kind of wrap up a little bit, if we can share one of the riskiest times, and I know we're not going to go on for a long time, but like something that you really felt was a risk, right? It was like, ooh, this felt risky. You didn't know how it was going to unfold. And then it could be a completely different scenario. But what's one of the coolest things that ever happened to you by being in business? Because people, being a speaker is a business. You might be talking about your book, you might be talking about your program, you might be talking about something, but speaking in itself is a powerful, powerful, powerful marketing tool, which leads to business, and or speaking within itself is a business, right? So, Leslie, risk and then cool.
Right. Well, what that is. I really look at that a little differently though. So I recognize every day I step out of the house, I could be hit by a bus. And I judge everything on that, right? Knowing that if I did get hit by a bus, would I have missed that opportunity or not? So it does change the way I make decisions without a doubt. But without a doubt, it was I got an opportunity to pitch a book to take the Auster's Gifting Lounge. I didn't have a book at the time. So I pitched the book knowing that I had about 30 days to write it so that we would have 30 days to puke it out into the world. And truthfully, I didn't know if I could do that. But I was like, that's one of those things that I would regret if I walked out the door and got hit by a bus and didn't take this opportunity. I don't know where it's going to lead because the Oscars are coming up, right? But it's been a freaking cool ride. And it's like I talk about the Oscar swagger now, right? You write a book in 30 days, you're taking to the Oscars. Like I feel differently and people interact with me differently, like even in the grocery store. So so that's definitely the biggest risk. I don't know where it's going to go. Somewhere freaking cool, though, is pretty much what I'm banking on.
All right. So your cool story is for our next show. Your cool story is for the next show.
Yeah,
Look, and
the
I know this
Oscar.
woman, there's been some cool things happen to her, but we're going to keep the big cool for after. Okay, Kat, and what about yourself? The
Oh
risk.
my goodness. I think back of so many risks that I have taken that like really transformed my life. And I think that one of the biggest ones for me was when I stepped out of the medical field and got into the entrepreneurial field and decided after a year and a half of doing it everybody else's way that I was just going to do it the way that I felt I should do it, regardless of a coach or anything else, which led me down this really beautiful path to where I am today and what I get to share. And I think that I have to say, the most recent one of the really cool things that happened to me was I was actually at a parent meeting for my son's JROTC, class, and the instructor actually came up with me and he's like, "Hey, I've been following you for a while. Your stuff's been popping up on my stories and I'm loving what you're doing. I want you to come talk to the girls' teams." He's like, "And I really have been trying to get my daughter to follow you, who is almost 17, to really pay attention to your message." And that to me was like just the coolest thing to notice that somebody, especially a dad that like is outside of this realm, noticed that right. Recognize what I was doing, and that made an impact in the way that he wants his daughter to see to be able to grow up.
Right on. That is so great. That external confirmation. And I love it when it comes sidebar, right? You're like,
Yeah.
huh? Like, I don't even talk to you. You're not even in my demographic. You know what I mean? There's nowhere in my vision that says, but that's really, those are cool. Those are cool things. I always say that my office, if you saw it past this, looks like a, Tony Robbins garage sale. And some of it is stickers of things that people have said through that whole big process of putting the book together for 3 years. Some woman just sent me, honestly, a little sticky, like the post-it notes. And I stuck it here and it was just a thank you. Like, honestly, maybe it was 6 words, right? But it was that comment, it was that feedback that I'd look at and go, okay, let's go. That's fantastic. And Rachel, for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, entrepreneurship is risky, right? And just figuring out where to start, I think, was kind of the real challenge for me. I'd say the biggest risk was I had this idea for a program and I wanted to develop it. I didn't have an audience, but it was something that I just felt called to do. And so, developing that and then figuring out, okay, now how do I build the audience? It just absolutely took me outside of my comfort zone in really good ways. And I'd say the coolest discovery for me through this process was just really that while it felt like something I was doing in isolation and alone, because there's a lot of work that you have to do that's independent, where my energy really came from and where it got exciting was just how it connected me with so many different people, right? So I think about being on this call and just these awesome, new connections, people I haven't known before, but have, something to say, right? A difference to make in the world. And I feel like each time I'm kind of getting out there sharing in some way, I'm really getting this tremendous gift back in terms of a new understanding of just how broad the network is and how many people are doing such significant things to make a difference in the world. And so, going from that place of, focusing on what I want to do to, feeling like we're all in this together, like that is the coolest thing for me.
Right on. That's very cool. That's very cool. And Sujata, something that was risky and then something cool that happened, like just some cool thing.
So, as you know, Deb, I met you because I wrote a book. If I had not written that book, then I probably wouldn't have met you, because even if it was referred by somebody to meet you, right? But the book was written because I became an entrepreneur. When you have a life challenging situation and you have a spiritual experience and you start up as a business person from the scratch in a foreign country, that itself is so cool because you just walk into something where you have no experience, nothing, and you have to do from scratch. And it all leads from one to the other. So I became an entrepreneur and then I became an author. And because of being an author and because of the experiences that I had, I became a life mentor. Now, when I have testimonials from people whose life I have impacted, that is a follow-up to whatever I am doing. So whether it is business that somebody wants to consult me on, or it's on a personal issue that people want to consult me on, it just goes from one to the other. So I just watch like a movie, I watch from outside the journey that unfolds. I just keep myself open to whatever situation. And because I care about people, I suppose that even if people can hurt you, there are people who will uplift you. And that's how I met with you, and that's how. Now I'm in 262. I always wanted to make a movie out of my this thing, and now you're taking me to the Oscars. What more can I say?
What more can you say? It is so cool, isn't it? Like if we could, share from the rooftops. There's days that, sure, like any day, I'm sure that at certain times people will go, "What was I doing? How was I thinking?" Rachel, you talked about creating the product before the audience. I mean, here's what entrepreneurs do. They don't necessarily follow a formula. I mean, we watch people, maybe people say, "Well, maybe you want to do some market research or what have you after building seven businesses, I made my kid do a business plan, but my first business plan was on a piece of paper in the middle of a massage class. Do you know what I mean? Best ideas, they'll rise, they'll rise if they're meant to rise. And I love that. And again, I think one of the biggest bonuses and one of the coolest things is the collective of the people that you meet. And we make impression upon people as speakers. That's why you do what you do. And we'll never know how many people we've touched. As the people that have said something to us, they'll never know that they changed our lives either. There's books that I've read that I've never called the author and went, saved my life. Thank you very much. Shakti Gai Wan, living in the light. I was 27 years old. Yay. Thank you so much. I mean, there you go. I hope to meet her one day. But we just don't know. So it's just this power of goodness that makes impression upon, right? Okay, look it. Last question I'm going to ask you because we got, let's do 30 seconds each here. Best tip for someone that wants to be a speaker, but they're scared too. Best tip for someone who's like, I can do it. Okay, what would that be, Leslie?
30 days of 1 minute reels. Send them out to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Don't
Don't edit, don't do nothing, put on captions, send them out for 30 days.
Right on, Kat.
Watch yourself after you record it. Get comfortable with hearing your voice and seeing your motion so that you can approve, but also be okay with you and let go of the perfectionism.
Fantastic, Rachel.
Start small and build. Get out of your comfort zone, be willing to take a risk, and just start sharing your message. You have something to say.
Fantastic. And Sujata?
If you get the opportunity, just get into it. It's only you who think that you are scared. The world doesn't know that you are scared. So just do it. Nobody's going to know.
Nobody's gonna know. That's fantastic. Ladies, thank you so much for being here today. Audience, all of their links are going to be in the show notes. You know our show notes are fantastic. Carmel behind the scenes, shout out for Carmel. She's doing her thing, doing her magic. Leslie has an incredible book that just launched. Kat has incredible programs that she's changing the world with. Rachel is making people think better and hang on to their vision and curate that. And Sujata also has a very powerful book of life wisdom that she is right now looking for someone to turn into a movie. These are the things that we've got going on for people that said yes at some point, and you know what? Continue to say yes. And I love what you just said there, Sujata. It's like we have opportunities, and for the most part, I say to people, if it makes you a little nervous, if you wonder if you have the money or you don't have the money, I don't know how many stories that I've heard with, I didn't have the money, so I, put it on a credit card and here I am. I don't know. 10 years later, the credit card may not be empty. It's just full of other stuff I said yes to, but their life is better and they're successful and they're running their businesses and they're no longer in the job they didn't want to be, and their kids are, I remember my son was doing some work with a personal development teacher, and I was in the other room because I'm not supposed to listen, right? And I happened to be walking from one room to the other, and this person said, "It's so great that you're starting your business." He must have been, I don't know, 17 or something. "So great you're starting your business, and that would be, you could go to university and get a business degree." And he's like, "I don't think I need to because I have my mom." I was like, "Oh, okay, the years of fatigue and bursting credit cards are all worth it." So don't let whatever you say is your reason be your reason. Definitely explore that. I always say to myself, is it true or is it sabotage? Right? So thank you for doing everything that you do. So happy to be here today. And listeners, look, you know what it is. If you want to get on this stage, if you want to come join us on the show, I make it super easy. Super easy. You just go to devdrummond.com and you can go to the podcast class. You can listen to all the other podcasts, but you can also get yourself on the show. And if you want to take it one step further and you want to be on our online, just like this, online summit, we are absolutely bursting with opportunity in that. We are completely sold out, and we are going to be rocking the International Women's Day 2-day summit in every time zone. But we are now starting to book for May. May is starting to fill up, and that is right, May 2025, right before Mother's Day. So we have spots of 2, 3, 4, 5 minute speakers, and then we have spots like the women that you're listening to today that could handle the 20 minute full feature speaker. So we look forward to hearing your words and hearing your story on Mission Accepted. And ladies, thank you so much. And until we meet you again, you be well and you stay groovy. Bye for now.